Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Now, you guys know about prioritizing. I am not necessarily going to beat that down to a horse. The reason I'm targeting all these different things is because once you get into my coaching program, where you're going to have to figure out what the offer, what skills, and how to approach your client. A lot of those behaviors that people don't necessarily talk about but take for granted, I'm targeting now ahead of time. So I'm going to get your mind ready, get your attitude ready. So go ahead and listen to a gentleman talking about the how to prioritize your work, right? There are many ways to be more efficient. So yesterday we talked about prioritizing your work. Today, we're going to talk about how to be more efficient. These are the things we're going to talk about. Time management, learning, organization, automation, delegate. Man, delegate and automation are my two favorite things. I am new solopreneur. I have a couple of team members. But because there's those two things right here save us a lot of time and a lot of heartache. And the last one is outsource. So for me, the last three or my favorite one, even though I am a great time manager, I continue to learn every day. I'm continuing to find what to organize the different pieces of the business that need to be managed. But automation, delegate, and outsource, by far my favorite. So definitely listen to the different way that you need to do that. And then don't forget again, there's a link for you to register for the live webinar that's coming up on November 11th. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you go ahead and save your spot. That is very, very important for you to do.
Prioritizing your work. One of the best ways to improve your productivity is to prioritize your work. But if you're new to goal setting and time management, it can be tough to know how to do this. Read on for tips on how to prioritize your work and get the most out of your time. Brainstorm. The first thing you should do is make a list of everything that needs to get done. This includes tasks for clients, tasks for yourself, and other tasks that need to get done to further your work. Exhaust every piece of work you think you need to do. Determine time sensitivity. Some tasks need to be done urgently, while other tasks aren't as time sensitive. Take the list you brainstormed and divide the tasks into two categories, urgent versus not urgent. Urgent things are those that are related to deadlines. Determine importance. In addition to knowing what's important time-wise, it's also important to look at the importance of each task. A task is important if it supports the overall vision of your business and supports bigger goals and priorities. Some tasks are not as important, but need to get done. And you may even find there are tasks that aren't really important at all and can be deleted from the list. Rank both the urgent and not urgent lists by importance. Know your limits. You can become overwhelmed if you give yourself an unrealistic number of tasks to complete. Be realistic about what you can accomplish in a given amount of time. Overloading your to-do list can cause you to become paralyzed and get less done. Set time limits for tasks. If you tend to spend too much time on a task seeking perfection, you need to give yourself time limits so that you won't focus on one thing for too long while neglecting other tasks. That may mean throwing some of your perfectionism out the window. Set deadlines. When you feel you have all the time in the world to complete a project, you're less likely to get it done in a reasonable amount of time. Set deadlines so you can be motivated to finish in less time and get more done. Allow time for personal projects. Sometimes you'll find there are things you want to do for your business that aren't necessarily critical at the time. Don't forget to give yourself the time to work on projects you enjoy. When you feel fulfilled and happy, you'll be more productive. When you learn how to prioritize your work, you'll know which tasks need to be done right away and which ones can wait. In the end, you'll get more done and you'll feel better about the work that you do.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.